You walk into the kitchen and you
turn on the faucet.
You turn on the faucet, and what comes out?
Water.
And do you have any other term for it than faucet?
You mean hot or cold?
No, the thing that the water comes out of. You would always call that a faucet.
Well, yeah, that's what we call it.
Okay, and if it were outside the house, the thing the water comes out of, you would still call it a faucet?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about a hydrant?
Okay.
Whichever way you want to go. But they're still faucets.
Okay, great. And if you're boiling water in the kitchen, you'd use a...
Tea kettle.
Are there other types of kettles besides
tea kettle? Lots of them. There's copper and glass.
And what if it were a great big kettle? Would you still call it a kettle?
Well, that's a pot.
All right. Okay. And if you were cooking eggs sunny side up, you'd use a...
Skillet. Okay. That's what you're trying to get at. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But is there such a thing here as a type of makeshift lamp?
You mean the coil lamp? Well, yeah, they are. There's still a few of them in service. They use them mostly when the generator goes off or the powers go out, I guess, in place of a candle.
Mm-hmm. Did they use any other term besides coal oil?
Kerosene.
Okay, which do you think they use more frequently, though? They use coal oil?
Well, I think so. That was kind of the original start with it. When they way back when they had oil, I think that coal oil was quicker than they used the word coal oil rather than kerosene. And whether it originated out of the coal or not, I don't know. But anyway, when I was, the first time was the grocery store when they took a little gallon bucket, why they said that you want a gallon of coal oil. So I presume that was what, and that's what we put in the lamps. Yeah, that's what they called it first. Then when it got older, why it was kerosene. So.
So, the name had changed.
Yeah. Same stuff. Only one's a little, I guess it was a little better refined. They called it kerosene.
In the summertime, when it would get hot, and they'd make a bed out on the floor, mm-hmm. Was there a name for that? You ever heard of the term pallet? You've never heard that?
Not really. Uh-huh.
And a bedroll for a cowboy, what would that be called?
Bedroll.
Okay. Would they ever use the term sugan? You ever heard that?
Well, yeah, but...
Could you tell me what that is?
No, other than the bedroll.
Okay. But you have said that word before?
No, but we always call them bedrolls.
I see. Can I get you to say it now?
What, sugan?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
And the thing you put a pillow in is called a...
Oh, pillowcase. Tile.
These things that you use to illuminate the room?
Reflectors. Okay. Is that what you're looking for?
And what do you screw in?
Bolt. Oh, bulbs. Uh-huh. Lights.
All right. And let's see. Are there different types of things that your wife might wear, you might wear if you were cooking in the kitchen?
She uses aprons.
And are there different types of aprons?
Oh, yes. Several. Well, it says full length, short length, whatever.
And in the wintertime, if it were cold outside, you'd put on...
Oh, you want a parka?
Uh-huh. Are there different types of parkas?
Well, different clothing. Some of them use insulated coveralls, things like that. Parkas, snowsuits, just whatever comes handy.
Maybe you could tell me about all different types of winter clothing.
Sheepskin. Is that what you was looking for way back 50 years ago? They called sheepskins.
Oh, really?
They were sheep. They were sheep-lined coats. But they didn't have the parka cap on, and the sheepskin didn't have the parka cap on.
Okay, no, so that would be
a high-collared.
You mentioned types of winter clothing.